welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We are on the third issue of this Doctor Who story arc. If you like to check out our previous covers, check out our last three episodes. And we start this one literally where we left off. Gabby is trying to chain the back door closed as people are banging on it. And the Doctor is still wrapped up in that Cerbivore's tongue. The interesting thing, though, with the Doctor is behind him, we are seeing flashes of past things that have happened. If you've watched the shows, you'll recognize some of these individuals. And they're not just touching on David Tennant years. They're touching, like, original as well. Yeah. I'm not going to go into detail who they all are.
Anywho.
Figure it out yourself. Sorry. That's an asshole move.
Nah, it's okay.
Cool. Yeah, Gabby is still trying to keep everything from busting into the laundromat as best she can. While she's still trying to keep the portal open for the Doctor. And speaking of the Doctor, he is able to cut the connection from the Cerbivore and the lizard creature. And this is the only one that was
alive
that in that place. And she explains that, you know, we created these things. There were going to be an advanced scout team to try and take over other worlds. And that pisses the Doctor off to no end. And she's like, it wasn't my doing. I wanted to make them peaceful.
Yeah.
And... But that doesn't matter. Like, the fact is that she still helped
make these. They made them from the Paravore.
Yes. That world's Paravores. Parvores. Yeah. I can't remember what it was.
The good ones.
Yes.
The happy, happy, joy feeling ones.
The good butterflies, I think is what Gabby says earlier on. And so the Doctor, like, basically convinces her, like, look, we gotta stop these guys. We gotta bring them back here. And she's like, But if the Cerbivores come back here, the Doctor's like, yeah, your world's lost. Everybody's dead. I can save another one. Just, you need to show me what to do. We go back to the restaurant, Gabby's family's restaurant, and her mom is getting the family ready to go
down to the Dia de los Muertos festival celebration.
Yep. And the dad walks in, he's like, what are you guys doing? Like, we shouldn't be out there. Everything's empty. And the mom's like,
We're celebrating.
We promised Ricardo, the councilman, that we'd be there. We're not going to go back on our word. Plus, it's a celebration. Let's do it. So he reluctantly puts on his jacket and
heads out.
Gabby is still trying to hold everything off and
still singing to herself.
Yep. She knows that the washers start to stop, so she throws more coins in to keep it going, and, you know, goes back to the Doctor, and he is figuring out what's going on. How does he say here? Because he used the one lizard lady asked how he was able to defend them off, and he says, it's a recursive inflow helix. To seal it off, I just need to reflect it back on itself. Basically, the mirror thing. Yeah. So he had convinced her to put that algorithm into the holographic functions net. And then, you know, upload it to the precise location that I give you when you're done. And the one being's like, okay, I can do that. And he's looking on in awe of what they've done. He's really impressed because he's an explorer. He's going to be impressed by this stuff.
Yeah.
But this lizard lady is still kind of succumbing to just what has happened. Like, she still has fear. And even when the doctor is offering her, you know, a place to be with him, just to come explore with him, she gives in fully. And
the Cerberivore.
Dark butterflies.
There we go. Dark butterflies.
Yeah, so it sucks, but it's, you know, it happens. We go back to Gabby, and she is still singing as more and more people or creatures are attacking. It's almost like they know. Well, one, it's they're
where they come,
the dark butterflies came through, so they know that it's under attack, and they want to try to protect it. And then the doctor comes flying through the portal, and with like a second to spare, as the mirror helix thing that he created goes off and essentially traps them from coming back through.
Yep.
Closes the portal.
And while that's going on, Gabby also slaps the helmet on him so he can get some relief from all the negative psychic pressure that's been happening.
He had a shit ton on him. Even though he's a little psychic, still has a shit ton on him. They end up going to the roof because that's the only way out now. They get to the roof access and just hop down the
fire escape.
There we go. Yes, that thing. And they make their way back to the TARDIS. One fun thing, I want to say it was 11. Everyone up to Matt Smith, always, any companion that came on, always said it's bigger on the inside. It was a running joke. It was great. After Matt Smith left and Peter Capaldi came in, number 12, they stopped saying that. And it was actually funnier when they didn't say it, because I think one said, smaller on the outside. And Capaldi's like, but that's not what they usually say. And this is a similar situation where Gabby walks in, sees the TARDIS, and it's like, it's roomy.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was pretty funny.
And you can get great rent on a place like this.
She figures out that he's not from
around here.
And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not. I don't think he actually comes out and says an alien right now, but later on he does reveal that. But they're at the TARDIS because there was some equipment that he needed to help amplify the goggles, that the goggle helmet thing. And he needed that, so yeah, he went and got it. Let's see.
Then he also talks about how he can defeat the Cerberivores, but he needs the helmet, the stuff that he's getting, and he needs that final ingredient, the power of love and good times.
Yeah, basically everybody being happy. And I think she says the Greenwood Cemetery, where they're having the Day of the Dead celebration, you know, if anybody's still around, they're all going to be there. And that's a great place for good vibes. So they make their way to the cemetery. We get a couple reports, like news reports of people being attacked and people being monsters. And we see that one lady with the Boyle baby. Be like, thank you, doctor, for letting me know, because she's at home with her boy, baby.
I like this part where they're walking through the cemetery, though.
Yep.
And the doctor is looking at the...
Yes.
There's a statue of an angel with its eyes covered up.
Yep. Yep, and they made that apparent, because he gives like a grim look right at it. He's staring at it, too. Yeah. Oh, weeping angels. They come into play later. I think later in this series... The tenth Doctors. Actually, I think it might even be the next story. I don't remember. Anyway.
Anywho.
It's been a while since I read it. But yeah, so they make it to the celebration. I like how she sees her family and introduces the doctor to them. And Blanca's like, ooh, a doctor. Ooh.
Then the Doctor does this John Hughes moment here where he...
with his amplifier, wherever the heck it is.
Raises it above his head.
Yep. but yeah, because what's going on is all of the Cerberivores, dark butterflies, are surrounding the cemetery, trying to get in, trying to get to people to try and feed off of them.
To feed off their fears and, you know, destroy them.
Mm-hmm. And he's basically set up in the middle while people are, like, he tells everybody to just keep singing, keep the vibes, keep doing great. While these monsters are coming, and he hits the button and blows them all away. And now everybody's happy. Everybody is everything's back to, I'm not even going to say normal, but back to a better standing.
Yeah.
After everybody is back up, celebration continues, music starts back up, all that stuff. And the Doctor goes up to, Miguel, Gabby's dad, and is like, you know, your laundromat's fine. You know, Gabby did a wonderful job keeping it safe and all that.
It's destroyed, but that's no big deal.
Yeah. It was destroyed in self-defense of the world of Sunset Park. And so then Miguel's like, you know what, Gabby? Yeah, you don't need to be running that anymore. You can go to college. You can go do what you want. Follow your dreams. And she's like,
what did you do to my dad? Did
that, doctor? Like, he's no.
You got your own personal fan club here. Uh-huh. And so she puts the helmet on, and all the pranivores are floating around and, you know, interacting with her.
Yeah, because she gave off good karma the entire time everything was happening. She kept singing. She kept good vibes.
Yeah, so they basically paid her back for, you know, being the, you know, anchor for them.
Yep.
By making her dad, you know,
a little bit more reasonable.
Empathic.
There we go. We'll go with that. So, yeah, so...
And I like this part with her sister. So, he's your... You and he are... And she and Gabrielle are like, no, he's like a friend. A friend, sure.
A really good friend. And a teacher. Yeah, so she basically walks him back to the TARDIS. And he is... He's being nice. He's like, you know what? You did good today. Thank you for all that. But, you know, I gotta get going. And she's like, please... Teach me what you all
Take
this stuff.
Me
I
with
want
you.
I want to know. And he's like, you know what? I can't. I've had
too many problems with.
Well, he's had friends on before, and they always leave him.
Yeah,
always leave him, and it never is good. Everybody's hurting me.
Especially when you have two hearts, then you get broken twice.
Yeah. You know, he says, "Do something for me. Have a brilliant life." Yeah. Keep singing. And she's like, well, thank you for everything. I'll never forget you. You sing too, Doctor. No song should end too soon. And that stops him. Like, he was already in the TARDIS, getting ready to close the door. And he's like, what did you say? Like, did someone tell you to say that? And she's like, no, my grandma, she always used to say that all the time. And he kind of gives her a look. And he's like, you know what? We'll give you one trip. Just one. That's it. And then she's like, okay, cool. Really? This is awesome. Hops in and they go away.
Did I also mention that this is a time machine?
I bring up the song thing because that's, if you know Doctor Who, if you know David Tennant, toward the end, they make a big deal about his song ending. So that's why he had that weird face when she said that and took it as a sign, because if the Doctor is one thing, he reads signs fervently. So, and that's where we end that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Doctor Who story.